Hi everyone, it's Sandy Cruz from Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen, and I'm here to show you that balanced living works. This is especially for all you ladies over 40. We will cover a range of exciting topics with many special guests, and I really look forward to this season. Bye for now. Hello everyone, welcome to my special edition called In This Quarantine and Out. This is actually my 13th episode of Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen, but I refuse to name it number 13 because I guess I'm like a hotel. I refuse to have the number 13. So this is my special edition and I'm sticking with that because also, you know, I've taken 3 weeks off. I felt I needed the 3 weeks off. I felt like a lot has been going through my mind. And, you know, I'm not the only one. Everyone's going through this. Everyone's going through the motions. I'm doing everything I can to find purpose in what's going on and stay healthy, keep my family healthy, socialize within the parameters. And yeah, I think I needed some time off from the podcast. I've been speaking with a lot of different people with so many different views. And I've seen views from such extremes. I think in Canada, we're a little bit more, let's just say, conservative in our views. And, you know, you see a lot of stuff going on in the States, a lot of really ugly stuff still happening. And I think this probably has part to do with the fact that every single one of us has gone through feelings of anger, sadness, longing, loss, contemplation, extreme fear, and insecurity for the future. I mean, these are all feelings that every single one of us has felt during this quarantine. And so I needed to take a step back. I am actually still working away, working on building my little business. So if you would, I would appreciate if you go to wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe, give me a 5-star review, and please give me some comments. Your feedback is always welcome because that's the only way people are going to find this podcast. And so far, you know, I've done a lot of research. I haven't found anything quite like what I do. So back to this discussion on In This Quarantine. I'm going to start with what happened in Toronto. I'm sure it's happening in other places too. We have a park called Trinity Bell Woods, and it was a gorgeous, I think it was Saturday, and people were flocking to the park. And now our premier is pissed. He's pissed, calling it reckless. And, it's pretty reckless. I mean, people were sitting right beside each other. The park was jammed. So social distancing rules were not followed. Small groups were not followed. It's basically all the rules were broken. I mean, I'm the first to want to break the rules, but I've done enough research about this virus to know that it's still not something that I want or that I want my parents to get. And so I think we need to proceed with caution, but I think that people are really, really craving that social interaction with others, the congregation, the community. I mean, it's part of humanity. We need that. And so I've even written a post recently this week about just that desire to congregate with the people that you love, not just the people in your household. So I think that's what happened this weekend. I mean, maybe you're going to get some people who went to Trinity and they're like, screw it, I don't give a shit about this quarantine or the rules. And then you're going to get some who weren't even thinking. And, you know, I'm not part of either group. I'm not part of the reckless group. I'm not part of the group that doesn't think. I think about everything that I do. And I'm careful. But I'm also feeling like this quarantine does need to end. Some of our freedoms need to be returned to us. But the problem is you've always got other people screwed up for everybody, right? Who just don't know how to tread lightly. Who don't know how to be balanced in a time of crazy imbalance. And, you know, I know I talk about this all the time, but Jesus, balance, guys. That's like the most important thing in life. And it definitely goes with this whole virus. If we can just kind of do things balanced, not be reckless, be careful. If we could all act in this way, then, you know, some of our freedoms can return and we can be careful and we can still live our lives. Businesses can open. Things can kind of start to get back to normal. So we'll see what our premier ends up saying. I'm going to tell you a little story. There's a grocery store in my area that has mandated masks in their store. So I'm going to start with people who go into private businesses and demand their rights and their freedoms and that sort of thing. Okay, I actually had this discussion with my husband, I think it was last week, and he has a real problem with it. And, you know, he helped me to see that that's really not right. You can't go into somebody's private business and tell them that they are infringing upon your rights by making you wear a mask in their private business. That's like your private home. They can do whatever they want. Right or wrong, it's their choice. I actually wrote the owner of this private grocery chain, and I just provided him with numerous studies just so that those studies are top of mind. Not to say that he would change his decision, not to say anything of that sort, but just to have an open mind, not argumentative, not nasty, not in any way, shape, or form. And that's the way that I choose to, I guess you could say, educate people who look at only one side. I can see the use for masks in certain situations. I can see that. But I've also done enough research. Even, I think there was a study from 2001 where they talked about hypoxia with surgeons who have to wear masks for long periods of time in surgery. Guys, wearing masks is not healthy. So I believe that in certain situations, it's warranted. But in the minute chance that you may possibly be carrying the virus with zero symptoms at all and spreading it all over the place unknowingly? Well, I think I read a study, and all this is bogus, right? Because who's going to go and get tested when they have zero symptoms whatsoever? Unless they mandated testing for absolutely everybody. I mean, we're never going to really know that stat, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's a useless stat. But, you know, I think I read somewhere under 15%. So there are people out there who have lung disorders, COPD, asthma, lots of people with asthma, CF. There's so many people who have compromised lung function, who cannot wear masks because of hypoxia, because of the fact, just the simple fact, that their oxygen is already compromised, and wearing a mask, I don't care what kind of mask you have on, it's going to compromise your oxygen levels, period. So that's the one fact alone. And so you're taking a whole group of people who really shouldn't be wearing masks out of your grocery store, guaranteed. And I know you have this thing where you say that you can tell one of your customer service employees that you have an issue with wearing a mask and you have an illness that prevents you. Really? Do you honestly think everybody in the world really wants to tell everybody else in a public situation that you have an illness that compromises your breathing? You might not. Like, it's privacy there. So anyway, there are other issues. This isn't a podcast about to mask or not to mask. It's not. But I've read enough studies to know that masks are not really the way to go, period. And it has nothing to do with, oh, my rights. It has to do with health. And that's what I research and that's what I look at. So yesterday I was in Whole Foods. As I was coming in, they make you sanitize your hands and they hold out a mask for you. And I asked very politely, I said, are masks mandatory? They said, no, they're not. And I said, okay, no, thank you. I went into Whole Foods and I was the only person not wearing a mask. So am I getting funny looks at this point? Probably from some. Am I looked at as the enemy? Probably for some. And that's where all this sides bullshit comes into play. And it's not about that. Like, I'm not, like, I actually don't even know what to say about these people who judge and criticize. Because I'm not going to look at you and go, you're a complete idiot for wearing a mask. I'm not going to do that. And I don't feel that. I feel people wear masks because it's their choice. And so it's my choice because of the research that I've done that masks are not useful in all situations. Maybe in some. While I was in Whole Foods yesterday, there were at least five people that I saw with these masks hanging off their face. Literally. There was an elderly woman who was probably about 90, very frail. She had the mask hanging from her ears below her chin. Then there were other people who simply had it off their nose and walking around like that. So seriously, people, what the fuck? Like, why wear a mask? Is it just for the robotics? Like, walk in. Okay, step one, sanitize. Step two, grab a mask. Like, all I ask is that you think about what you're doing. That's all. Do you honestly feel touching everything, touching your mask, touching your nose is the right way to go? Or is it better to wash your hands, clean your hands, sanitize even? Even though I'm not a big fan of sanitizing, I do it. I don't argue with anybody about it. But I go into the grocery store. I'm very cognizant of my space with other people. And I'm also really cognizant not to touch my nose, my face, my eyes, my ears while I'm shopping. And so here you've got these people with masks on, hanging off their face, fiddling with it over their nose, over their mouth, pulling it down over past their mouth. Honestly, like, it blows my mind. So I'm going to actually move on from this because I just find it insane. I find it insane. And there's enough research. Okay, so in March, we were told by the CDC, masks are useless. Right? Weren't we? We were all told that. Then there were all these things that came out to show why masks are useless. Then, end of April, I think it was, all of a sudden, mass production of masks. Masks are the way to go. You need to wear a mask, or you should wear a mask, or it's recommended to wear a mask. So this is why I do not follow mass media. I do not follow only what the CDC says. I do not follow what the World Health Organization says. I do my own research. I look at clinical published studies. I look at reviews of published studies, and I do my own research. And I'm not telling you you should do that. That just don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everybody's into that. I am. I'm a geek, so I'm going to research everything. But what I am saying is think about logic. Logically, does this make sense? Right? That's all I'm saying. Logic. Instead of being that robot, does this make sense? And I think about a lot of the things, and that's what I've done a lot of in this quarantine, is I've thought about a lot of the decisions that have been made by the government, a lot of mandates that were put upon us. So, you know, the kids in the parks, the moms were not given any kind of, I guess, freedom to take their kids to the park because of possible COVID spreading. And yet you can have 15 people lined up in the beer store because, fuck yeah, I need my beer. So, sorry for the crassness, but this episode, it's definitely an E rating because it's a discussion, and it's a discussion about a lot of the things that didn't make sense to me. And I looked at these moms with toddlers, and I feel very fortunate that, you know, I don't have toddlers, because what are you going to do? Walk up and down the street? The parks were closed. Any kind of congregation area was closed. No socializing with other children, when we all know that young children learn by socialization. So, you know, and yet there can be huge lineups at the beer store and at the liquor store, because that's a necessity. Yet these children's brain health and development is not a necessity, when it's already been proven in studies that this is so important for them, for their development. And so I listen to all sides. I, at the start of this quarantine, my advice was, listen to what the experts are saying, because we didn't know what the hell was going on, and we were all scared. I was scared. I'm fully going to admit that I was scared, because I was. I was scared for my health, my family's health, my parents' health. So, yeah. But then as time went on, I started to question a lot of what was happening. I started to question a lot of closures. I started to question a lot of these constraints put on us and a lot of these freedoms taken away, and where the logic was in some of the, I guess, freedoms staying, whereas others gone. I also talked to a lot of people from a lot of different angles. I talked to a lot of nutritionists. I talked to people who are therapists. I talked to people who believe in the whole 5G conspiracy theory. I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, I talk to people who are all about listen to everything that the government is telling us and the media is telling us, because the government is telling us everything that the media is telling us. So in the end, I had to do a lot of deep thought work, I guess you could say. And then I came up with the walking a lot and soul searching and figuring things out. What I always find very, very helpful for me is to ground in nature. I did that for, a week straight. I kept going back to this forest that's not far from my house, and I would walk there every day, every day. I would walk there with my dog. Sometimes I'd walk by myself. Sometimes I'd walk with one of my kids. But I would keep getting called to this forest, I guess. And then I felt like I went through this, dark side where I was more, I was more quiet. I was more introspective. And then I came out and I'm like, okay, I now know how I feel about everything, because I guess I was very confused for a while, and I think a lot of us are. And so now I'm at a point where I'm thinking about the out part. So in this quarantine and out. So this is the out. So that's how I was in. Also in, one thing I didn't mention that I think is really important is I have been, don't get me wrong, I've been crabby and I've been angry, just like everybody else. I've had my days. But when I get back to basics and look at just simple gratitude, there are so many things that I feel grateful for. And that, I guess that's the only thing I can say that's really positive about this experience. I'm not going to glorify this experience because it's not there's nothing to glorify about it. So, out of quarantine. Let's talk about out. So, our government still has not released phase two. Phase one, very, very, let's call it a soft opening. Even though we've had our little blips as a province, like the Trinity Bellwoods situation. But out of quarantine, I'm going to hug people. I'm probably not going to shake anyone's hand, like, at all anymore. I don't know. I think the whole handshaking thing, I don't know. Like, I think our society is simply going to stop shaking hands. That's it. It's done. No more handshaking. Maybe a fist pump. Maybe. No handshaking. I will definitely hug. And the other thing I am not going to do is I am not going to live in any fear. I'm not afraid at all, actually. I guess I would be if when my kids, that's like the worst, when one of your kids is sick. For those of you who have had sick children, it's just the worst, most helpless feeling. So take that out of the equation. Otherwise, I'll have no fear. I'm going to live my life as normal. I am going to be a little more cautious, a little more careful. I will probably take a few extra supplements when I'm feeling off, just because what bothered me about this entire thing is that a lot of natural supplements at the start of the quarantine were really, really demonized. Don't take this. Don't believe this. Don't do this. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you're telling us vitamin C does nothing? That's bullshit. It does something. So I actually followed a doctor who had the virus, and she was really sick. She's a naturopathic doctor who is very healthy, young, has no reason or no background illnesses to make her really sick. And she was so sick for a month or longer and on oxygen. So sometimes you just kind of have to put your hands up and go, whatever, I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing all that I can, but I'm not going to look at other people like you could kill me, which is what's weird when you're not wearing a mask. I feel like people are looking at me like that. I hope that changes really soon, because it's not a good place to be when you can't see somebody's smile and you can't gesture and show through expression how you feel. I feel that's a little sad. So hopefully that's going to change soon. And out of this quarantine, I am going to be more grateful. I know it sounds cliche, and I'm not glorifying it to say that I learned this and I've become a better person, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm not. But I am definitely grateful. And I can say, like this week, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to walk into a kitchen store and get a few things that I needed. These are the things that I would never have even thought about before. So out of this quarantine, how can I summarize? What have I learned? I've learned that no one person is my enemy. Whether they're wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, I'm not going to look at other people as an enemy because they have a different viewpoint or different thought about things than me. Nope, not going to do it. Unless you're walking up to me, licking your hands and touching my face, I'm not going to call you an enemy, no matter what your viewpoint is. I'm going to live a little more cautiously, a little more careful, a little more diligent about certain things, not hand sanitizer or Lysol wipes, I can tell you that. I will wash my hands. I'll continue to wash my hands as I did before. I will continue with my supplements, and I will continue with life with no fear. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Have a good week, guys. Join me next week where I cover off more exciting topics. I hope to continue to engage you and excite you and show you that living in your 40s, 50s, and beyond can be exciting, balanced, and healthful. Bye for now.